It's Sunday, the 19th of July, 10:15 a.m. Long lying in bed till 9 this morning. Couldn't lay on. So tired. Yeah, I'm okay now. It is. I'm going to break the run here. It's a lovely morning. I'll say it again, it's a lovely morning. The sun's shining through. It's mostly puffy, whitey clouds, but looking south, there's some dark ones. I hope they're swinging away. And above me is patches of blue sky, and white cloud, and the sun's shining down. At this time of the day, if I'm looking due south, the sun is just about 11 o'clock and yeah, fairly high in the sky. Of course it's already dropping, you know, its arc is already dropping back. So a month ago that would have cleared the birch stream, be shining down, dropping me at this time. It's actually creating a one of the beautiful coloured rainbow halos. Is it penetrates that last bit of cloud? It's calm-ish, there's a breeze. And I say it's a lovely morning because yesterday, oh my goodness me. And during the night, last evening during the night, and obviously early this morning, loads and loads of rain. Everything is sodden, plants beaten down again, and the ornamental grass is now covering, well, flattened across the pathway. Not enough, or not the correct balance of weather. Yeah, rain, but then some good sunshine, etc. That's the happy medium. Keeps everybody happy. We're just getting far too much with the wind and rain at the moment. It is fairly mild this morning, which is nice. So, slept well last night. I'm feeling okay this morning. Nothing to write home about, as it were. I hope it brightens up, really brightens up. I mean, we might go a wee jaunt somewhere. Just a wee, just to go somewhere nice. A wee run there, back. That'd be nice. It's the thing. Weather's been so bad, it's not been good enough to go places. Not at least when we had the time to go places. The weather was never in sync with us. Or was it us that was never in sync with the weather? I don't know. Anyway. I phoned the doctors last week. I think it was about Wednesday. Asked for a phone call from a doc. It's a good service we have here. Just arrange a suitable time. Anyway, the doc phoned. It was my favourite doctor, Dr. Thomason. She's great. She's fantastic. But I missed her. I missed her call. It's typical, isn't it? You know. The call when you've not got your phone with you. And that's, with me, that's not very often, but it actually happened. So I called back on the number, but no answer. I called back an hour later, and still no answer. So I've put it off till tomorrow. Called back again. Apologise for missing and could the doctor, of course I might not get Dr. Thompson this time, it's a different doctor each day, I believe. You know how you all have your favourite doctors, dentists, etc. There's one doctor I don't like in particular. Just don't like him. Avoid him. Never make an appointment with him, I can help it. And I had a phone call, if you like. an appointment call, a call appointment a while back. And it's what happened to be him. And it's something I didn't want to discuss with him. What will I do? Will I just hang up? Or will I just make an excuse and say, oh, it's okay then now, just forget it. Far too decent to do that. Maybe. So, I told him what was wrong. And he was actually okay on the phone. I don't like him mano to mano. Look, he's very condescending. I don't mean in a nasty way, I just mean it's almost like dismissiveness, if you like. You know, you're trying to get across your point and he kind of looks at you that way as if to say, so? My wife thought he was a really good doctor. She liked him up till about a couple of months ago. She went to see him about one thing and all he could talk about was giving her a flu jab, and she knew that was all down to the fact that they get paid for every flu jab they give. And she didn't come away satisfied with his comments or his treatment of her rheumatoid arthritis ankles. She didn't know that was the case at the time, you know, but she went and saw another doctor. But she came back fuming. So now she doesn't like him either. We all have our favourites, though, don't we? Of course, favourites are just people that we've mentally bonded with, isn't it, really? Something clicks and you may not even be friends. Just like a doctor, you're not friends with a doctor. I mean, you're just... Is it a client? Would you call it a client? Patient. Patient client. Yeah, I'll go with that. Well, whether it's that a dentist or the checkout girl at the store, just kind of you click. So, what's your favourites? My wife does that. She goes to Morrison's. I don't go with her all the time, but when I do go, she'll say, "Go down to this one because I like this girl or I like this woman down here." So, yeah. So, because what you're looking for is people who are nice to you, pleasant to you, react to you as you'd expect them to, and in the case of doctors, dentists and whatever else, it's that you're satisfied with the treatment or the care, or, you know. So we all get it with favourites. Just as we all have our favourite moans and whinges, don't we? Yeah. Mention dog poo to some people and it's, oh, don't go there. Don't go there. That's our favourite moan. Yeah. But it's true. Don't talk to me about dog poo. Okay, I won't. I'm backing off now. But we do. We all have our favourite whinges. Actually, in Scotland, common favourite whinge, and that is the weather. just say the weather of latter day summers didn't used to be this way, I promise you. Didn't. Don't care what anybody says. They were never like this. Oh, what a terrible day. Oh, don't talk to me about the weather. Okay. We all like a wee whinge about our favourites. Brightens up. I really do. It's nice to know, but there's still the odd threatening cloud. But just stays nice and dry for a bit. Anyone out there got some spare good weather? You can maybe stick in an airmail letter and send off here. Stick maybe just a few, maybe 10 degrees. Stick some 10 degrees sun in an envelope, send it over. Be nice. Wishing you were here.